With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Molly and Hall, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Joe Fortenbaugh is our man in Vegas by way of 95.7 The Game in San Francisco. You hear him on the Sharp 600 podcast. Good morning, Joe. How are you?
Hey, Joe.
Gentlemen, doing fantastic as always. Thank you so much for having me on. I will give you a bit of a spoiler. The Bears-Patriots game is in the picks this week, so I don't know if you want to lead with that or if you want to ease your way into the hot tub here, but either way, I'm ready to get into that game.
I'll say the Patriots will win.
Well, that's all we really care about, so why would we hold back? Let's get right to it, Joe. Tell us... Please, tell us what will happen.
Ostrowski's in there thinking the exact same thing I am. But, all right, so here's what we remember from last week, right? And the drop you just played perfectly signifies where I'm going with this. The last time we see these two teams, Sunday morning, the Bears are in Miami. The news report comes out that Brock Osweiler is going to get the start. Line shoots up to 7. Everyone thinking Bears in a rout, right? Then that night, everyone sees the Patriots on Sunday Night Football at home, hang 43 on the previously undefeated Chiefs, and now suddenly the Patriots are back. We never should have doubted them. So easily, you're going to have the entire country thinking the Bears are going to get smoked this week. Like Bill Walsh always said, if everybody's thinking alike, nobody's thinking. So this is going to be your classic contrarian play of the week. You're going to have the public in Vegas walking up to the counter saying the Bears stink. They got rolled by Osweiler. They're going to remember what the Patriots did, and everyone's going to lay the 3 on the road. What they're not going to consider is the fact that, yeah, the Patriots have looked good at home this season, but what have they done on the road? They've scored a grand total of 30 points on the road against Detroit and Jacksonville. And let's be honest, the Jaguars aren't that solid. They just got rolled by an average to below average Dallas team last week. So you lost both those games on the road. You didn't score a lot of points. And oh, by the way, the one trend everyone's pointing to, in the last 10 home games in which the Bears were home underdogs, they're 8-1-1 against the spread with 5 outright victories. I got to tell you, I'm not pandering to the audience here. I like Chicago. They're 11-3-1 against the spread over their last 15 games at Soldier. I'll take the 3 points here with the home dog.
How about Khalil Mack and his status? How does that affect things, Joe?
Okay, so this is definitely something you want to keep an eye on. But my thought process is that while he's not a quarterback, he's enough of a game wrecker where if there was a serious doubt that he was going to be either out or 100% ineffective, maybe 90% ineffective, let's use that, that this game would either maybe be off the board at some shops, or you wouldn't have as many guys who float around Vegas doing this for a living liking the Bears. There's enough of an opinion on the Bears right now, and every sports book has hung this number. I would imagine that if Mack was out, you probably would see this north of a field goal. Maybe Patriots -4, maybe -4.5. So I think all of it's built into the line. I think the expectation is probably that he's going to play. And while he's very important to what this defense does, even without him, this is still a solid defense. I'm not going to say it's elite or go nuts, start talking about 85 or anything like that, because I know it was the coach's birthday yesterday and everyone had a good time celebrating. But I will say that while a concern, if it was that big of a concern, I think other people would be reacting, and I haven't seen that yet.
All right. So that's fantastic. I think you're making a lot of people happy, and I know you're not doing it to in order to do that, but what the hell? If you want to make people happy, make people happy. What do you think?
We've picked against the Bears before.
No.
Eight years. We've picked against the Bears before.
Yes, and correctly. what do you see? What do we got here? Let's start with the college game. What are the plays?
All right. I'm going to take the points with Purdue. I had it at 13. It's now down to 12.5. I'd still play it. They're going to host Ohio State here. Most people will look at this game and think the Buckeyes roll. Buckeyes have been solid this season, but they don't cover a lot of spreads. This is a very popular public team. Vegas knows it. The numbers are inflated. You've got a situation here where Purdue started really slow, so everybody forgot about them. They were 0-3. But at the end of that, they lost a very close 40-37 game to Missouri. And from there, they've been solid. Three straight wins by a combined 70 points, four straight point spread covers by a combined 64.5 points. Now, Ohio State, like I said, undefeated at 7-0, but they've covered the spread just once over their last five games, and they're 1-4 against the number in their last five road dates. In addition, the Buckeyes don't do well against the Boilermakers when it comes to covering numbers. 3-7 against the spread in the last 10 between these two teams. Purdue's playing well. This is a big game at home. They've had it circled. They're trending in the right direction. Meanwhile, Ohio State has been without Nick Bosa for a while, but the fact that he's openly this week declared that he's leaving school to get ready for the draft, that's got to be at least a little bit of a distraction. And when you're a good team playing a team like Purdue, you might let that seep into the consciousness a little bit too much more than you should. So I'll take the points with Purdue over Ohio State. I'm going to lay the 3 with Temple over Cincinnati. I was talking to Stanford Steve from ESPN yesterday on the podcast, and he likes this game as well. And he makes a great point. So you got a team in Temple who's got a couple losses. You got an undefeated team in Cincinnati, and the undefeated team is catching points. That's a red alert situation if I've ever seen one. Anthony Russo, the quarterback at Temple, who took over a couple games into the season, he's been rock solid. And this offense has been playing much better with him at the helm since he took over. I believe 4-1 straight up, 5-0 against the spread, scoring an average of about 35 points per game. We're going to lay the 3 with Temple over Cincinnati. Game number 3, laying the 9.5 with Missouri over Memphis. Memphis was in a very emotional game last week against Central Florida. They came up just short. But the biggest problem here is that they don't throw the ball all that well. They don't attempt a lot of passes. They don't complete a lot of passes. And against Drew Locke in Missouri, if these guys are clicking, they can hang 21 on you in a hurry. And if you get caught needing to play in a shootout against Missouri and you don't throw the ball well, this one could be over before it starts. Now, Missouri has been trending in the wrong direction as of late. They've dropped 3 straight, but those 3 were one game against previously unbeaten Georgia where they hung tight and covered the number. The other one was in a monsoon against South Carolina. And then the third one was against Alabama. And let's be honest, nobody's beating Alabama these days. So I'm going to lay the 9.5 with Missouri over Memphis. Two more for you, both in the SEC. Touchdown has popped up at a couple books. I'll take the touchdown with Mississippi State over LSU. I know it's a night game. I've been fading LSU for most of the season. I've gotten burned in a couple spots on this. But to me, this is your classic letdown spot here. You just beat Georgia. You probably enjoyed yourself this week. Mississippi State is off the bye. They've had this game circled. LSU's got Alabama coming up in a couple weeks. They're right back in the college football playoff picture. I'll take 7 points with a really good defense. This total is really low. LSU's 0-4 against the spread over their last 4 point spread covers. So when they cover, they come back the next week to not cover over the last 4. They really can't string it together all that well. So give me the touchdown with Mississippi State, and then I'll lay the 11.5 with Kentucky over Vanderbilt. Vanderbilt's terrible, and last week they were in a perfect position to take advantage of a letdown spot for Florida. In fact, they jumped up on the Gators. I think it was 21-13 at the half, and then there was the incident between the two coaches. Everybody got fired up. Gators came out in the second half and rolled them, and not only rolled them, they covered the 9.5. Totally embarrassing for Vanderbilt. I don't see how they get up for this one. Kentucky's been playing very good football this season. I think they're just one game away from bowl eligibility, so look for them to get that done here. So, college recap, take the points with Purdue over Ohio State, lay the 3 with Temple over Cincinnati, lay the 9.5 with Missouri over Memphis, take the 7 with Mississippi State at LSU, and then lay the 11.5 with Kentucky hosting Vanderbilt.
All right, Joe, besides the Bears game, what else you got in the NFL?
I'm going to lay the 6.5 with the Chargers over Tennessee. I know the game's in London, and I know people feel that that's a little bit unpredictable. Last week wasn't a good week for the picks. NFL picks were okay, but my college picks stunk. But one of the games I liked, I wasn't worried about London. The Raiders are terrible, so it was no problem fading them with Seattle, and Seattle rolled them. Tennessee is a bad football team by virtually every metric. I mean, just a basic surface rudimentary analysis. They've only scored 12 points over their last 8 quarters, and they failed to top 12 points in 3 of their last 4 games. Mariota is going to need to hang with one of the best quarterbacks in the league. People don't realize this, but Philip Rivers is having an amazing season. His quarterback rating ranks second right behind Drew Brees right now. 5-1 TD to INT ratio. 15 TDs, 3 interceptions through 6 weeks. Plus, the Titans don't cover against the Chargers. The last 10 times these two have gotten together, Tennessee's only covered one time. In fact, I don't actually know. They're 0-9-1 in the last 10 against the spread against the Chargers. So Los Angeles has been playing good football as of late. They've got a really favorable schedule coming up. I'll lay the 6.5 with the Chargers. I also think this is going to be a very popular 6-point teaser play. So you can tease the Chargers from 6.5 down to 0.5. I think you can pair that up with Kansas City. They're 6 over Cincinnati. You can tease that down to a pick 'em. I don't see the Bengals going into Arrowhead Stadium for Sunday Night Football and having a ton of success. They might acquit themselves nicely and not get blown out, but Kansas City's just too much in that environment. Next game up, straight up, we said the Bears +3 over New England. I'm going to lay the 2.5 with Baltimore over the Saints. Ravens are a lot better than people give them credit for, and I think it's because Joe Flacco lacks the style and the flash, but this is the only home game for Baltimore in a 5-week stretch. The 5-week stretch started in week 4. Baltimore went to Pittsburgh. They won and covered, and the stretch will end next week in Carolina. So this is the only home game in that 5-week stretch. And if you remember a couple weeks ago, that was the reason we played Buffalo over Tennessee. It was the only home game in a 5-game stretch. These games are highlighted on the schedule. They are very important because you need these wins when you get these rare opportunities here to play at home. Ravens defense has surrendered just 14 or fewer points in 5 of 6 games this season. They don't give up anything in the second half. They are a great second half play as well. For the Saints, they're off the bye, but remember, this is a non-conference outdoor road game, and it's coming 1 week before they go to Minnesota for the rematch of what happened with the Minnesota Miracle last year with Stephon Diggs. Not really saying it's a look ahead, but you got to figure that game's been in the back of their minds since they saw it on the schedule. And then finally, I'm going to play the over in Cleveland and Tampa. These two defenses stink. There's really not a whole lot to break down here. If Mayfield is going to have success, it's going to come against a really bad defense like Tampa, which has given up 30 or more in 4 of their 5 games this season, I should say. And meanwhile, Cleveland's defense has missed more tackles than anybody in the NFL. They're not very efficient. They've got talent, but they make a lot of mistakes. Greg Williams will find a way to dial up pressures, find a way to create turnovers, but he's also going to give up big plays. If you remember that Saints Super Bowl defense, they forced a ton of turnovers and recorded a ton of sacks, but they also gave up a lot of points. They do a lot of gambling for a defense. Overs 12-5 in Cleveland's last 17 road games. Over is 6-0 in Tampa's last 6 games overall. So to recap your NFL, take the 3 with the Bears, lay the 6.5 with the Chargers, lay the 2.5 with Baltimore, play the over in Cleveland-Tampa Bay, and the Chiefs-Chargers makes a nice 6-point teaser.
All right, Joe. It's all starting to come into focus, isn't it? I mean, especially the NFL, we got a good feel for who these teams are now. We know that that you don't need defense, that you just got to score some points. It's any young quarterback can succeed because, there's no rules against throwing and there's no problem with throwing. It's just
like
seems
arena
like
football.
Yeah, it's coming. It's becoming more clear and more easy to pick.
Absolutely. And I will say this, when you're looking at the NBA, where scoring's on the rise as well, you're probably going to have a nice opportunity fading LeBron James early in the season. Last night's a perfect example. Everyone's excited about James. Everyone's excited about the Lakers. How can you not be? How can you not be? This is a huge story. But the rest of his team isn't very good, and you saw that last night. And people always like to bet the Lakers in Vegas anyway because there are so many L.A. transplants and so many people that visit from L.A. on a regular basis. It's the de facto home team for the NBA. But you're going to get good value betting against this team early in the season.
Joe, you're the best. Thank you, buddy.
Thanks, Joe.
Thanks, boys. Take care. Have a great weekend.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.